Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
I'm curious, for those who want to learn the millionaire morning routine, what would it look like if you had 90 minutes in the morning to set yourself up to reprogram your money mindset?
Well, I don't think it would take you 90 minutes. You could spend 9 minutes. Write this down right now. I am so happy and grateful now that I have multiple sources of income. If you write that out every day, for the next 30, 60 days, you're gonna become very, very aware of having multiple sources of income. Wealthy people all have multiple sources. They don't have one or two, they have a whole bunch of them. I'll show you different things you can do because anyone can. You wanna set up multiple sources of income. You know, I was flying on a plane to KL. I used to fly from Toronto to KL once a month and back. 25 hours in the air one way. So when I'm on the air, in the air, I either work with names, words, or numbers. And I wrote down one with six zeros. And I thought, what is the big deal about a million? I got thinking about it, and I played with that on the plane for quite a while, and it dawned on me they do not have one source of income. They don't have a job. Now, some people have a job, earn $1 million, but that's the unusual. Then I got playing with it further and I broke it down. They'd have more than one, and then I got it multiple, so, and then MSI. Well, then I got thinking, we should run a seminar, teach people to earn $1 million by setting up multiple sources of income. And when I got off the plane, I phoned Mark Victor Hansen down in Newport Beach. I was in KL. I woke him up in the middle of the night. And I got talking, he says, great idea. So we started the $1 million forum, and we were teaching people to set up multiple sources of income. Well, they earned many millions from that, but that's where that started. And you are in a beautiful position to set up all kinds of sources of income. You know, you might only earn 10 or 15,000 from one source. You might earn 200,000 or 300,000 from another, but you have a lot of them. And that's where you'll earn wealth. Like, I don't invest in the stock market. I'd rather earn it by thinking, putting an idea to work, than let the stock market do it for me. That doesn't excite me.
What do you think are three skills everyone should learn in order to generate more wealth and generate more income for themselves, or just to improve the quality of their life in general? What are those three skills you wish everyone could master?
You've got to be fairly creative. You've got to have a free flow of energy. You can't be stubborn. You can't lock in on something and not want to let go of it. You've got to be interested in ideas. You really have to be thinking of how to do things for people, how to help people. Because money is a reward received for service rendered.
It's hard to help others when you're always consumed with the negativity in your own life.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
mentality.
That's why... poor people remain poor. They're so locked into their problems. If a person is like that, let's suppose they're really locked in on problems, but they hear what I've just said, they really got to think of serving others. How can I serve others? How can I be of greater service? You're going to figure it out. Discipline yourself 30, 60, 90 minutes a day sitting down and thinking of writing down 10 ideas that could be of service to other people. And you probably won't get very good ones for the first little while, but if you keep doing it, they'll keep coming.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.